Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here, getting new listeners every single week. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your country, tell everybody. The reason why I am here, the reason my purpose, my destiny on this planet is to share with my audience or to share with as many as are ready to listen, how to experience more happiness in every single moment. And happiness is a practiced skill. It's like any other skill out there, from gardening to being a surgeon to being a musician, an actor, to being a landscaper. It doesn't matter, painter, architect, happiness is a practice skill. And the more you practice the behaviors that will add to your happiness, and the more you practice eliminating the behaviors that subtract from your happiness, guess what's going to happen? It's very, very simple. There is a formula. There is a formula. Now, listen, this is not easy. It's not easy. There are tons and tons and tons and endless situations and moments where you're going to feel uncomfortable, where you're going to feel, it's just not going to feel good. And the reason why, the only reason why it does not feel good, the only reason is because of the programming that you receive, that X, Y, Z happens, so I have to feel like this, or this happens and I experience this. And I'm going to give you a perfect example today with the title of today's show, which is Happiness and Auto Repairs. So what I do on this show is talk about, and if you've listened, you know I let you in behind the scenes, because there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of, you know, people can philosophize and hypotheticals. I don't do any of that. I deal with real life situations and how to make a choice, how to shift your perspective to look at the same situation, whatever the challenge is, whether it's health, whether it's finance, whether it's death, whether it's relationships, whether it's children, whether it's parents, whether it's the economy, whatever it is, you are going to be at peace. You are going to have a vibration of contentment. You are going to be able to navigate through this life with your shoulders down. I was standing in line at the bank. It was, you know, the first, so there's always a line. Standing in line, and usually there's not a line. I'm in a really small town, and there was a woman behind me, and she commented about my hair. You know, I have curly hair. Oh, I like your hair. And I get that a lot, and I thank you for all my curly hair comments. It's funny because when I was younger, I used to iron it, but now I've embraced the curly hair look, especially in this fog. But I digress. And so she started a conversation, and then she went into, did you hear about the laws that they just, the law that just passed in New York? And I don't listen to the news. I do not listen to the news. Occasionally, I just don't. For me, I have no judgments about people that listen to the news, but for me, it doesn't bring me any peace. The practice of listening to the news, why am I even focused on something that I have no concern over? I know that there is a programming out there that you got to stay current, you got to keep up with the news, but I just don't. So she was telling me about this law that just passed in New York, and she was very bothered by it and very angry about it, and she raised her voice. I mean, you could tell she was really bothered by this news, by this law. And I just looked at her and said one thing, and usually I just listen. I just listen because that's what I'm going to talk to you about, another topic today about what causes arguments. Because I know that if I have a comment or I make a comment to any of her statements, I'm opening the whole interaction to a possible argument, a possible disagreement, a possible back and forth. And I don't have time for it. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in being right. I'm not interested. My ego is interested, but I'm not interested in proving my point. I'm not interested in even having a point, especially out in public. I'm just not. But she was really bothered, and I said one thing to her. I said, you know, I don't concern myself with anything I don't have control over. And why did I say that? Why did I say that? I guess I was inspired to say it. Because now there's a whole other can of worms that were opened. Let me just get into the second topic today, which is what really causes arguments. And what causes arguments? If you want to end all arguments in your life forever, unless, you know, you used to be like me, don't tell anybody. Don't tell. I said, don't tell anybody. I was the queen of arguing back and forth. I could go back and forth. And why? Because I had to prove I was right about, you fill in the blank about any topic, because I knew it all. You fill in the blank, but I argued with, come on. I lived to argue. And what was underneath all of that living to argue, again, having to be right, which is one thing that subtracts from happiness, is needing to be right, having to be right. I'm right. When I really got on this train and committed myself to wanting to feel more at peace, wanting to feel happy, wanting to feel content, wanting to feel relaxed and balanced, when I really committed myself that, I always choose peace over drama. Arguing is just drama. Now, some people, oh, it's healthy. No, no, no. I mean, you might think it's healthy. You might like it. But it just doesn't vibe with me anymore. And that's what happens when you start practicing and you make a commitment to choosing peace over drama, to wanting to be happier, to wanting to experience more happiness. Your choices, the things that you used to do, the things that you used to think were important, are just not important anymore. They're just not. And this, okay, here we go. I'm going to confess, I've been hooked in. I like watching Survivor, and I used to watch Big Brother, but, you know, Big Brother has gotten so wacky and so crazy, I stopped watching it. And for some reason, the universe hooked me in because it's Celebrity Big Brother, celebrity with air quotes around it, Big Brother, and I am hooked in watching these people that have some celebrity to them. And all I'm watching is arguing. There's so much arguing, and an underlining argument behind all of it is nobody's interested in being peaceful. Nobody's interested in being in. You know what it is? Let me scratch all of that. But what I do feel is there is a big pull. There is a big pull to be right. My stance and the way I view things and the way I view whatever situation, whatever interaction, the way I see it, the way I'm feeling it, I feel this, you hurt my feelings, you offended me. None of that is really true. Nobody can hurt your feelings. Nobody can offend you, but it's believed on this show. Somebody said something and now their feelings are hurt. But this is my point. Okay, I'm going around in a circle, but this is my point. My point is this. How do you stop arguing? Is there a way to stop all arguments? Number one, you have to want. You have to want to not argue anymore. You have to want it. I mean, I have to say, it's very invigorating. I'm trying to remember back. It's very invigorating going back and forth and getting all involved and yelling. Yes, I used to yell. I just yell into my audience now, yelling back and forth. It's excitement, whatever, thrills. I don't bungee jump, so I used to argue. I could argue a point, argue in a circle, argue into a corner. But that is just not interesting anymore. And there is a way to stop all arguments. And all it takes is a commitment and a practice. And what is the practice? The practice is not to respond to any statements. I don't care how bizarre it is. I don't care how much you disagree. I don't care how far left you are and how right they are, how far left you are. No comments, no statements, no responses. And I'll tell you, if you have never practiced this before, when you start, if you're interested in not having any arguments, because you can't argue and be happy at the same time. You can't argue and feel at peace at the same time. I'm telling you, you can't. Oh, by the way, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And, I was checking. I thought I lost the signal for a second. And what was I saying? Arguing. So what you're going to find is somebody makes an off-the-wall statement. Somebody makes a comment that, maybe it rubs you the wrong way. Maybe it pushes your buttons. Maybe it's wrong. The earth is flat. Can you practice not responding, not saying a word? Now, let me give you a heads up. Your ego is going to try to, it's going to push and push and push. You got to say something. You got to, you can't let them think that. You got to say something. No. When you really commit and you practice and you want to feel differently than you felt in the past in your life, practicing not making a comment is a strategy and a skill for peace. It's not easy. And the first few times, now let me say this. I've asked this question before, but let me. It works into this concept of not responding. What does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? What does the man with the hump in his back want more than anything else? The man with the hump in his back wants you to have a hump too. The answer is, it's misery loves company. Same kind of what I'm talking about. What's the word I'm looking for? It's the same thing. How's that? Misery loves company. The man with the hump in his back wants you to have a hump too. So these people, now, so what's going to happen is, if you start practicing not responding, especially with people that, quote unquote, have known you in the past or are used to arguing with you, because this drama thing, let me tell you, talk about alcohol addiction, food addiction, spending addiction, drug addiction. No, this addiction to drama is real, because I could not be at peace. I always had to find something to stir it up. And when you really look in the mirror and say, you know what? If it's peaceful, I might need to stir some things up. This drama addiction is real. And so these people that want response or will keep going on and on and on and on and on and will goad you in or try to goad you in to making a response, that is where you really have to practice. I don't want to say this, but here we go. Yeah, I get it. In other words, if you can't say to the other person, yeah, you're right, you can say, yeah, I get it. Yes, I understand what you're saying. Yes, I understand. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You will be surprised how much peace that will bring if you are able to practice that. So the only thing that causes arguments is responding to statements, responding to comments. And if they ask you a question, you can consciously choose your response. That is the key, choosing your response, choosing your answers. You know, this blame game, it's interesting, this blame game that people play, I have to tell you, it's not your circumstances. It's not the relationship you do or you don't have. It's not the one who won the election or the price of gas or the weather. It's not your health or the aches and pains of life. It's not money. It's not how you look or how much you weigh. It's not your children. It's not your parents. Your happiness or your inner peace depends on what you practice on a daily basis. If you want to feel different in any challenging moment, and we all have challenging moments, you can. Your moments, how you feel in every moment, depends on what you practice. It's a simple concept, it's simple to say, and it is a practice to do, like anything else. The more you practice, the not only the easier it becomes, the better you are at it, and it becomes your identity. Your identity becomes what you practice. So I covered what causes accidents. And I challenge you, my dear audience, I challenge you to spend a week not responding to any comment and just listen. Some people, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? Are you okay? come up with something very creative, and let your people know, whoever it is, that you are practicing listening, or you're practicing being quiet, or you're practicing, you know, throw it out there. Now, here we go. Second and third and fourth of all, happy Chinese New Year to everyone out there. I love Chinese New Year's only because I love eating, and I love celebrating, and I just love the family and the food. When I say that, okay, strike all of that. It's the food. I love Chinese food, especially homemade Chinese food. So I have a lot of friends, and I've had a lot of people share with me their recipes and their meals, and for that I am grateful. Okay, let's get back to the show. Let me just step back with that, with the arguing again, and making statements or having a response to any statements. One of the things that has to happen when you choose not to respond to any statement is that you are consciously aware that whatever comes out of your mouth is not a programmed response. None of your behavior or none of your words are programmed. And if it is, you recognize it right away. And I'll share with you what I mean with my next story about happiness and car repairs. And if you've listened to the show, you know that I got, ooh, boy, did I get blindsided, baseball bat to the back of the head. My mother died in October and left the family home to the handyman. Yes, you heard me. So there's an ongoing issue with that, but however it gets resolved, it's going to be resolved. But what I found out with that, really, the real reason why the universe, I'm going to say, did that, and I signed off on it, was to have me practice even more about having expectations, having attachments, having a attachment to an outcome, not taking anything personally, not blaming anybody for the situation, because what has happened is happened. My mother didn't leave that house to the handyman. The universe left that house to the handyman. So that was a whole, that hit me to my core. Even though I practice, because I've gotten to another level now, when I say another level, of things that I practice all the time, and they're just throwing me, you know, they're throwing me a pop quiz, and they're throwing me into an advanced course. Anywho, so here I am, and I remember telling the universe this. I said, you know what, universe? That was such a blind side, and that was such a bat to the head. I said, from here on out, from here until I breathe my last breath, I am going to let go of whatever situation, whatever experience that comes up, I will be able to let go of it quicker, faster. I'm done. Next moment. And sure enough, the universe was kind enough and nice enough to offer me another experience where, if you look out into the real world, it would be a big deal. I purchased a car, brand new car, 2017, at the end of 2017. And a week ago, the car started jumping, you know, started making a jumping noise. It wasn't riding smoothly. And I knew there was something it was something major, because it wasn't a little thing. It was a big, I mean, it was jumping. You know, a 2017 car isn't supposed to be jumping. And I know a little bit, I don't know a lot about cars, but I know a little bit to think, oh, gee, it's the engine, it's the transmission, it's something, quote, unquote, major. Now, I, you know, like I do, being a girl, I'm going to throw that on being a girl. I let it go for a day, I let it go for 2 days, and then I said, you know what, I really need to take it into the dealer. Don't like taking cars into the dealer. You know the story. Dealer overcharged, dealer over, you know, I just don't. But it was on a Thursday. Yes, it was on a Thursday. Or was it Tuesday? No, it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday, dear audience. It was Tuesday. It was on a Tuesday, and the car was, now I don't even have power. I would press on the gas, and there was no power. So I said, okay, I have to take this into the dealer. Now, before that, it was probably about 10:30 or so in the morning. And as I was driving, I was thinking, you know, I had a chiropractor appointment at 11. And I said, you know, I'm just going to go to the chiropractor's appointment, and then I'll take it to the dealer. I had an intuition, I had an inkling, I had a vibe, I had a feeling that take it to the dealer now, call and cancel your chiropractor appointment, take it to the dealer now. And I did not follow that voice. I did not follow my intuition. I did not. I went to my chiropractor's appointment. In the meantime, I'm gunning the gas, barely getting there, maybe 20 miles an hour, really pushing it. I get to the chiropractor's office, and I go in, and I said, you know what, I can't stay. I just want to let you know that I have to cancel. I got to take the car into the dealer. Get back into the car, back up the car, and I'm going out of the driveway, and guess what happens, my dear audience? Guess what happens? The car dies. The 2017 car dies. I can't even put it in neutral to push it. I can't even turn it on. I mean, everything blanked out. Oh, and prior to that, I forgot to tell you this part of the story. I called the dealer, and I said, my car is jumping. I'm going to have to bring it in. And she says, well, you can bring it in next Monday. I said, well, I don't know if the car's going to last till next Monday. And she says, is the check engine light on? And I said, no, it's not on. And I'm going to have to bring it in this afternoon. So she said, okay. Now cut fast forward to now I'm in the middle of a driveway leaving a medical office. You know, medical complex, and I'm right in the middle of the driveway that you enter, and then you leave this medical complex. I stall right in the middle. So, thank goodness, cars can either go to the right of me to get out, or cars can go to the left of me. I mean, I'm right in the middle of the road. The car is dead. The engine. Oh. And finally, yes, the car engine light did come on. Woo, woo, woo. I'm sitting in the car. I turn on my hazard lights. And now people are lining up behind because they don't know the car is stalled. I've got to get out of the car and tell them, you know, go left, go right. And I said to myself, wow, you know, if I would listen to my intuition, I would have been able to drive to the dealer. So that was closer than the chiropractor. And I remember thinking that and saying that. And then as I am standing outside directing traffic and, you know, making a call to the towing company, calling, actually I called the dealer and told them, hey, the car's going to have to be towed now. It won't even turn on. Nobody could even push the car. There were so many people, men, women, elderly, all from all walks of life, and now I'm going to just, that stopped and asked me if I needed help. There were at least six guys in different cars that said, let me help you push the car. Because I was in the middle of the driveway. And so, you know, at least push it out to the street and put it on the curb. But it wouldn't go in neutral. I was so overwhelmed by the men and the women that just out there wanting to help. And I'm telling you, I could not keep it together. Even now, it's so overwhelming. And so the universe, wanted me to experience that. The universe wanted me to experience the outpouring of kindness of strangers, and I mean strangers of all ages, of all walks of life. There were so many diverse people that stopped. Now there were a couple people, you know, yeah, they were annoyed. I was in the middle, but so they wanted me to experience that. Number one. Number two, when the man that came with the tow truck, this huge truck. Now, he took over directing traffic. And then he showed me how that there's something you can take out. It's a little button, a little compartment that you pop off, and then you can put the car in neutral. You can put the car in neutral, which I didn't even know that. So now there's something else that I learned. He went to try to push the car. I'm sitting and I'm trying to steer it, and it won't steer. It's so hard to steer. And he's trying to push it, and he just can't. It's too heavy. He can't push it. So he calls someone else to come and help him push. Because at that time, there was nobody that was coming to, you know, that said, hey, can we help you? So it was just this the tow truck guy. Finally, there was the tow truck person, another tow truck person came, and there was another Good Samaritan that got out of their car, so now there were three people pushing the car. I'm steering it. And another stranger helped push this car out of the driveway to the curb, which was another time where I was just overwhelmed, people getting out of their cars to help. The universe wanted me to experience that, and I would not have experienced that if I had gone right to the dealer. Number two, I'm in the tow truck. Now I'm, you know, the car's up on the bed, and I'm in the tow truck. And the guy, you know, there's something about him that just struck me. The way he was so attentive to the traffic, this guy, there was something about him, something about his energy. And to the point where I asked him while, you know, we were driving to the dealer, I said, what's your story? Who are you? You know, well, how did you get to be a tow truck driver? And he says, well, I've only been doing this for a year. I've been retired, and I've only been doing this for a year. Just, you know, keeps me busy. I like to stay busy. And I said, what did you do before? And he said he was a hired killer. The government hired him as a killer. He did three tours of duty. He was special forces. He called himself a hired killer. Now, this hired killer had an energy of kindness, of I mean, the biggest heart. And I said to him, I said, how? I said, how? Because I'm really interested. This is what image. I said, how are you able to be so kind to strangers? And he said, regardless of what I've done, he says, when I was younger, my parents taught me one thing, and they drilled it into me, and they drilled it into me. And it was, always treat people the way you want to be treated. Always treat people the way you want to be treated. Now, I've heard that forever. But I'm here to tell you that I did not get it all inside my bones, inside the cells in every cell of my body, until that man told me that on Tuesday. Why did I need to hear that? Because, listen, I'm not going to, as the kids say, I ain't fronting. I have things that I have to practice too. If you listen to the show, you know my big challenge is calling customer service, getting people on the phone that don't know what they're doing or like to explain, or the conversation goes on and on and on, and the problem doesn't get resolved quickly. It needs to be quick. Getting to somebody that knows what they're talking about. Transfer. I got to be transferred 5 times. If you listen to the show, you know that's one of my big challenges of my life. Calling customer service and remaining at peace in the middle of those conversations. And wouldn't you know it, that very same day, I had a problem with the MacBook, and I had to call Apple customer service. Isn't that how the universe works? Just throws exactly what I need right in my lap. Because what that tow truck guy told me really hit me in a way that I've never, ever... It's like, oh, light bulb goes off. Oh, now I get it. Sounds simple, and we all have something, but it's finally sunk in. And because of that tow truck driver, because of that man who said he was a hired killer for the government, because of that man's big heart, you could feel it. You could feel his big heart. Because of that man, I changed. I practiced something new when I called Apple support. Number one, I always like to talk to the senior techs. I don't like to talk to the scrubs. I like to talk to the senior techs because they know things quick. I mean, that's my MO. And for the first time, instead of having a chip and saying, can I talk to a senior tech, you know, that exasperated vibe, can I talk to senior tech, especially after, you know, going around and around and around trying to explain something to people that maybe aren't as skilled at it. But listen, sometimes they are skilled, but anyway, I'm trying to tell you a story. So I've never asked to talk to a senior tech without a chip, without an edge. I'm just going to say, can I speak with a senior tech, please? It's that vibe. Can I talk to somebody else that has a little bit more knowledge? And this was the first time I requested to speak to a senior technical support at Apple customer service. I started with please. I started with a, would it be possible to please, with a humbling, with a please, can I please? almost a humbling and a softness and a kindness. Because that's how I would want to be talked to. That's how I would want to be talked to. And of course, the universe gives me another opportunity to talk to any customer service person or anybody on the phone with kindness, with the way I would want to be spoken to, as opposed to this, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm talking about. And so here we go. I would not have gotten that lesson. I would not have had that experience if my car did not break down. And now, oh, by the way, it's the transmission. And now I have a rental car, and it's covered under warranty. If the car, but it didn't even matter. I didn't even care. Whatever it is, listen, I got credit cards. I can put it on a credit card. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm not going to allow circumstances, regardless of what it is, to either take me to a place, oh, this is something's wrong. Oh, and by the way, while I am, because I'm being, you know, I'm being escorted home from the dealership, escorted. I mean, they gave me a ride to my house. And the gentleman that was giving me a ride, the first thing he says, well, I won't ask you how you are, especially under the circumstances. I think I already know. So this is a program statement, and this is a because, you know, your car, your transmission, new car, broke down, not supposed to. I had an option. I had a conscious, an option. I could say, yeah, you're right. We'll go to the flow, go with the flow. Or I could say, no, I really choose to, I don't allow experience to dictate how I'm feeling, regardless of the experience, which is what I chose. And, of course, that went, it went way over. Not to be referred to again, because if somebody actually said that to me, I'd say, how you do it? But no, wasn't interested. Okay. I'm not for every audience. This shit isn't for every audience. It's like a comedian. You know, some people think Chris Rock is funny, some don't. Some people think Kevin Hart is funny, some don't. Some people think, who is that other guy? What's this guy? Louis C.K. is funny, some don't. Some people like Jerry Seinfeld, some don't. You know, there's always different tastes, different strokes for different folks. So the gentleman that took me home was not interested in how I was able to be happy, regardless that the car is in the shop. Anywho, I'm going to wrap up today's show, and I want to say thank you. I just want to thank you so much for listening to this show, and thank you for listening. I am here just to share. That's it, to hear and share, and how did I do it, and what do I practice? And again, the things that you practice, some of the things that you practice that are going to add to your happiness are, some of the things that you practice that add to happiness are, if you listen to the show, can you come up with any of them? Having no expectations, having no attachments, living in the moment, giving, you know what it is really? It's the resistance. The only reason why I can flow and be at peace is when I'm not resisting, when I'm surrendering to everything. And that car breaking down was a total total surrender. Car breaks down, and, but that's not what we're taught. That's not what we're programmed to feel. And I'm telling you and sharing with you that there is a different way. There is another way to respond. It's all up to you. You have all the power. You are that powerful. You are so powerful that you can begin to recognize the programming and eliminate the programming and know what is a man-made programming and what's not. I am available for weekend retreats, talks, seminars. You can contact me at rlnsignature@gmail.com, rlnsignature@gmail.com. Also, my website is rebeccanorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at rlnorrington. Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. You can search me on YouTube. Yay, I have a couple of videos. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon and Lulu. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year. And until next week, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You are consciousness. You are consciousness in this body. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient. And be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Now, I have a challenge today, and my challenge is, you know it's Super Bowl, and you know the New England Patriots are my team. And the interesting thing about it is all preferences subtract from happiness. So would I like the New England Patriots to win? Yes, I would. But if the New England Patriots don't win, if Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots don't win, is that going to bum me out and bring me down and I hope not. No, it won't. It won't. And if they do win, is that going to add to my happiness? Is that going to make me feel better? No, it won't. This life and these moments are meant to be enjoyed, meant to be light, enjoyment, all of it. Enjoyment. And back to that car thing, if that car didn't happen, I would have never experienced all the other stuff. So know that whatever you are experiencing is because you are supposed to be experiencing it. And if you're not experiencing it, it's because you are not. I know it's simple. I know it skirts past the ego. The ego doesn't want to hear that. The ego thinks it has things and needs things to do. That's why this show is Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. Have a conscious week, and I will chat with you next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca L. Norrington.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah. Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some. Baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Spirituality.
Yeah, you don't feel good now.
Get real good.
Spirituality.
Now,
what I'm talking about.